PublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is April 16th, 2017. It's a three-hour live program, and we're in our second live hour. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to wish my audience Happy Easter. And I made a program change that will be coming up in the next hour or so, because there's more I want to say to the caller, Darlene from Tennessee. I've decided to actually expose on air the actual killing chemicals and their name that was in the Amos Curie brief to the Supreme Court, which the Supreme Court is going to take separate and is also be adapted for five law school journals. But first, I want to wish Jeff from Idaho is on air right now on Parker Pathways a happy Easter. Thank you for calling, Jeff, and happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you, Dr. Parker. Hey, sorry I didn't pick up a couple weeks ago on the DOJ surgery issues. So I've been crash diving the sub recently. Hey, I wasn't able to sleep this morning, but I heard William, and William indicates the globalists are using Henry Kissinger, war criminal, with Plan B to separate China from Russia. And from Anna's page 151 from the June 14, 2015 book, this will not work based on Anna's public disclosure from yesterday, which is basically a total government law of agency information notice. And Anna continually tried to make contact, and after no contact, she started the 2008 SCOTUS process. So the tidal wave is coming, and if you know anyone that's in the administration, you might want to have them start paddling now. The middle ring of the Stargate sequence is locked in with about 90% confidence. Let me know if you can model the four-axis servo versus the two-axis servo in the robot from binding from the losses in synchronization. If you cannot do that, let me know the harmonic resonance if you have that data and the resistive break and damping. The advanced robot competitors are ahead, and on that command, control, and the communication sheet, Victor Met from the 1960s coaxial Heaney development work would have used an SCR-fired pre-charge command charge to boost the short circuit phase of the cap charging under its short circuit impedance. Image 3542, the high-frequency circuit has, when you look at it, the images, as they shrink, the diagram is a state polarized, so the top and bottom components, when you look at them, they the arrows mean going up and down. So it's a memory trick. When you look at it, it's easy to memorize. If you could contact the command charge engineer and verify the first through the fourth phases, if they have any time constants at all. The 12 phases may only have 10 time constants. The frequency diagram is the dielectric charge versus the volume of the circuit. The 9/8 ratio is the high frequency last servo, and it matches the Hart Motor Show dedication, page 46 of 64. The Gary Wade's work on the crown, B12-point kidneys, and Bob Beck throat hyoid are the interconnection points to make everything resonate.
Mm-hmm. Just, I understand you, but Virg, can you give a one or two sentence simple explanation to the audience as to what we're talking about?
Oh, I didn't really want to go into that, but...
I have your chart. I have your chart.
No, the thing from Friday is there's some unfriendlies that I'm not trying to get that information to.
That's not a trap. But you understand that what Jeff and I are talking about, audience, is what I call a bridge between religion and science for real. And doing the mathematical constants for real. So
here's the thing. Here's the thing. The beta is 20 to 21.3. All right. And if I can get some other data, I can fit everything in the middle sequence. The upper frequency thing, the 8 clocks, are the Hart conversation from December 2015. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where Walter Russell comes in. And so the Frankenstein cage of life is associated with transmutation of all those things. So everything we basically talked about, the only thing you might have to do is you might want to have that guy that might be chasing Lindsey Graham around, you know, like exposing him for his gay activities like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recently. But he'd be... he'd be the guy with the hockey mask from the horror stories, down in South Carolina. Ask him for some QXND, QX 98 times 2. Put it in a P205 base, 5 nines of neodymium, and then use it as a colloidal quantum dot that will basically be attracted to the giant dipole resonance from the July 2014 email, and it'll go to the linear accelerator in the cancer issues, and it will convert the it'll become promethium, and it'll stop the polonium cerium complex, but naturally because the body's lacking the adenium. Now the Dr. Ulrey ran unified mineral complex from the Minerals and Genetic Code, right? Whole strategy comes down to is getting all those minerals that are not triggering in the back in place, and those are all of the stem cell factor that are all in the Frankenstein cage of life that's in the Dr. Clark book. All the osmium, all the rhenium, all the iridium, all those complexes are missing. Right. So the thing that's really going on is the left right trigger. Okay. You need to basically have a wiring that matches iridium and iron, okay? And then you need to basically set that resonance up, and you can do it mechanically, right? And then, all those things will basically, if you model it, you can find where the resonance is going to peak in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
I like your changes because of... because of time in the past few hours of working and thinking about it, I like your changes.
You
see it on the bones.
Yeah. I was tired yesterday, and when I kind of looked at it, I looked at the wrong things, and then I didn't know why I couldn't get to sleep this morning, but it was nagging me, and so when I figured it out, it's like, dang.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad you too. Yeah. I'm glad you have.
Yeah. So if you can get a hold of the guy on the low frequency version. All right, you got to contact him directly. Then you got to contact Gary Wade, and he'll help you with this stuff. All right, and then I'll charge on with all the other stuff I'm working on as fast as I can.
Okay, thank you very much.
But you gotta let those guys know that notice that Anna put out is for every government employee. It's going to have some ramifications, so you should look at it.
Mm-hmm. I know this is coming. I okay. know this is coming.
All right, well,
listen, my friend.
Boogie boarding time for those guys. Okay.
I will.
Thanks. Hey, get a hold of William Ingall. Have him call. He's been in China 16 times in the past 8 years, and he was just in Russia last week with his Russian publisher. He can give you some input that Plan B is not going to work for Henry anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks. Hey, good luck
okay.
today.
You too. Thanks. You have a good day.
Happy Easter. Uh-huh. Bye.
Happy Easter. One of the things that comes across in terms of what I call developmental science if you look at it in terms of the killing machine that was put together for the depopulation of the Earth, which Obama set up two agencies. One was an agency specifically that changed the behavior of human people, and the other was the John Holden, but John Holden was in charge of that as well, and also the Sterling and drinking water and controls, you know, of the water system for depopulation, for changing the gene structure. But when you take a look at the process of the 97 chemicals and 12 microbes that show the registration numbers, of the exception of manganese and nonylphenol, which is in the water, which, by the way, yours truly placed in the government list for the destruction of the brain in the drinking water. I wanted the public to know that I knew that they were using it. The use of antitoxin, the clinotorosperosin, the rololadian, the microcystin, the nanidine microcystin, which is called the microcytosan conjugator, that changes the membrane of the brain. You're going to hear about that today. I made that show change right on the spot. I've got a lot to cover today that if you need to know. And the whole thing is, we'll just say it this way, because we only have seconds left on this segment. And chloramine causes health damage. I made a point that drinking water should have a black label. And the people that have the concept in the government know this. This is why I wanted to have the grand jury of science and technology, which I have submitted. And science and technology for decision criminal acts by politicians and people that are in charge of agencies that do not know science. They may not know science and have their assistants do it, which is, of course, the way the government works. But what happens if you make the decision on the development of the screening for, let's say, norovirus, a member of the calivirus family, which is put into the pre-screening determination? I have it there, and chloramine causes health damage. That's probably why the Nobel Prize Committee on Health Journalism decided to pop me around for 4 or 5 years and have me on the Nobel Prize list. I'm 28 or 30th or whatever, but I'm honored that they would, read it. You should read that sometime in your leisure. Make a point of it and understand this is not some conspiracy. This is the real world. And the whole thing comes down to the classification and nomination of the following microbes in drinking water. I'm going to go by alphabetical order. Adenovirus, calcinvirus, Campylobacteria jejuni, which affects the nodules of the villi of the lower intestine, enterovirus, Escherichia coli, of course, the strain 0157, which is in the food stock itself from the contaminated water in the fields. Helicobacter pylori, of course, has been around a long time. That's the lower pyloric sphincter of the stomach. Hepatitis A virus, I'm the one that put in the HIV survival virus in the water, that, you know, to determine that that was in, and they hid that from you for how many years? 15. Legionella pneumoniophila, of course, was discovered a few years ago. Mycobacterium avium, of course, that's from birds. Nigeria pylori, which, of course, is a form of bacterial concept of breathing. I've got that in chloramine causal damage. Salmonella enterica, Shigella sornell. These are the microbes, the killing machines that survive. No matter what you... what you're talking about, you can have the 8-to-day cycle on the work of water disposal unit. They were never to tell the public that. But when you get into the chemicals that are in the drinking water and the chemical group, like nitrosoropyrolene, nonphenol, norepiridone, which is was part of the Pennsylvania family, of the Cox family, and then provobenzene, L-tylidine, oxirine methyl group, oxaflurane, perfluorooctane sulfonic acid. It's a killing machine. Perfluorooctanoacetic acid, permethrin, prefodorus, quinoline, cyclobutylbenzene, 2-cococolizidol, 2-briefoozoizide, tellurium, thiodiacarb, thiopanethine methyl, toluene disassociated cyanide, tribufos, triethylamine, trilithine hydroxide, the TPTHs, urethane, vanadium, lysocozin, and Zeram. All of these are designed in the drinking water to change the ovary system genetic code on chromosome 6. The 4 of them are developed for the cryoling and the tertius corpus callosum of the brain. Take nitro, thiocyanine, amine. This is the change of the red cell surface system. This was developed right out of Europe. And the nitrosonal dipropylene, the nisotrol dimethylamine, that's in the water. The city councils have been told by the United Nations representatives that are on their payroll never to mention NDMA, never to mention NDEA, never to mention NDPA. You have, and by the way, the United Nations is paid by city councils that have very little money and some have a lot. The United Nations has taken over the city councils of the United States of America. Therefore, the talk that red chloramine caused health damage to the city councils, and it turns when Georgia, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Rhode Island, all 4 were arrested. That's in the past 4 weeks, and this has been going on month after month, and I've been on air for 9.5 years on RBN. There's a special fund to get people out of jail to talk about the water in front of their city councils. It's about time you wake up to that, as my conceptual song is, wake up, everybody. Think about 1112. Tetrachloroethane. This is on the RD short list. It's on the UCMR list on 3 categories. This alone changes the process of the cancer germinative cell on antigen 4 on the cancer cell. Cancer was figured out a long time ago, boys and girls. But with the water, cancer just begins. Pancreatic change of the insulin caused by 1,1-dichloroethanethylene, 1,2-3-trichloropropane, 1,3-butadiene, 1,4-dioxynamine, and the 17-alpha-estriol, which is to change the breast cancer cell for the cancer of the breast. I know, because I helped invent the gene to find it. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443, and thank you for being aboard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways. I want to make sure that I get Linda from Tennessee in because we only have about a 6-minute segment. I want to make sure she gets in. Hello, Linda. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Parker. Thank you very much. I'm just calling to see if you have any insight to there was a massive fish kill in Jackson, Tennessee. And yesterday, a large number of biological warfare specialists from Homeland Security in D.C. were sent to Jackson, Tennessee. They're suggesting, they're not in the local news, but supposedly there's possibilities of Islamic terrorists going on with that. And we have 3 terrorist camps, one in Dover, one in Paris, one in Shelbyville, Tennessee, of the terrorist camps there, which is not too far. It's all in that same Jackson, Tennessee area. And I just wondered if you had any insight to that. I know I personally live in the East Tennessee area, and last night I have a convertible, and last night I was coming home, and I go by a body of water. I personally smelled a huge fish kill in the area where I live, and I thought it was strange because I've lived here for 23 years, and I've never smelled it before. And So I just wondered if you had any insight to any of that information that's going on.
In a specific area, I don't have that off the top of my head, but I do know about it in terms of other directions. I'd like to take this conversation back to the original. 8 years ago, when I started on air, in terms of work that was being done by the government then that I knew about, there were many projects in Tennessee concerning ways to change the ecology and using insects. They were ahead of their time. They were using insects as potential robot carriers for various types of insecticides. And that's how that project started. They had the firefly experiment where the fireflies, you know the terms, they sit on top of the water. And they have little suction cups on their legs. And they can stay on that water for a long time. This is, by the way, the beginning of the robot system in terms of nanotechnology. Then in Tennessee, they started to experiment with a nanotechnology system for ingestion of human and animals. That project is still going on and is now expanded to, I think it's in 25 states in this country. The idea of chemicals being used to camouflage future attacks to poison animals in the water is really to poison the water itself, and is a very big issue. This is highly coveted by the government to try to protect the water supply. And I can't answer that question in your part, but I'm going to put it to you this way. In the real world of the terms, I'm going to say on the scale of probability of thought, from 1 to 100, I would say that you're close to 85% correct in your question. And I mean that. If I had more time, I could prepare and actually give you the projects.
Well, I certainly appreciate your thoughts and your inputs and the historical perspective of that. That was very interesting. We've had fish kills before, but the fact that the warfare biological specialist from Homeland Security arrived on the scene, that's kind of a new and different thing.
That's exactly right. You're right.
Okay. Well, I love you. I pray for you. I appreciate you. And I thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, Linda. And thank you for calling. And I appreciate you, too. And by the way, from your observations, you know what I want to suggest to you is that if you would take the time to have a little notebook by your seat or everything, keep track of when you see those aberrations or you smell them. You will find that there's a possible rhythm to the time frame when this happens. Okay? If Linda is still on air. The thing is, and this is what I would really recommend to my audience to do. Start keeping track of your water supply and the fish kills and the fowl kills that are going on. And let me know about them. Email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Go back to the fracking case of the Cox and the Eli versus the oil company case in Pennsylvania. Something rolls around in my mind that to mention. See, the judge in that case of Cabot Oil being the defendant, in terms of being really wanted to have a retrial in his own way, and that's not uncommon in law. And there was a lot of evidence that was excluded in the case for the victims of the water contamination from the gas operations. And John Hanger, who was a former secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection under Governor Ed Rendell, wrote on Facebook that the jury verdict that was reversed was a miscarriage of justice. And there are some other comments in terms of things that tie into that statement. I feel that, for instance, Obamacare or Ryan Care or Trump Care, anything you want to call it, there's still nothing in that health care bill that covers tort law in terms of a miscarriage of justice for, let's say, the end-of-life directives, which I wanted to talk about today as my time becomes more elusive to talk about it. But the point is that what rolls around in my mind, there was a fellow by the name of Ray Kimball. He lived right around the corner from the Elis that never settled with the Cabot Oil Company and did not participate in the Elis lawsuit. Particularly the Elis lost their baby, which was proven by basic spectrometric tests of the blood for the 16 cancerous compounds. Five of them I've already read out of here. And he made a statement that he keeps a collection of water bottles filled with the fluids, which have fluids that have a color of the... they're called ecto-cooler green, and they're filled with various colors that changed out. And I have a collection of those too that have been sent. These are actual samples taken from 48 states. Out of that, 35 states were directed by the Obama administration, particularly not to give those results out. A lot of times, people have taken in their jars, they've taken actual new, bought at a hardware store, pieces of pipe, copper, valves, and put them in a jar, a cur jar, it's used for fruit preservation, and sealed it. And after 5 years, all those parts are dissolved. Now, one of the people, Ray Kimball, had this off comment, which I put into, I'm going to be putting into the next brief, and he slid me over in the world his chemical and clinical laboratory reports, which I looked over. He made a statement which couldn't be included because he wasn't part of the case, and they wouldn't call him. The oil companies wouldn't call him, you know, the defense. He made a statement, he says, my guts are full of tumors. And I wrote that down, and he had an interview with one of the disclosure document people from the oil company, but it was never submitted. And he showed that he was diagnosed with bladder cancer, which is one of the major contaminations from the Marcellus Shale during the activity in Dimock, Pennsylvania. I have decided, after the dismissal of the $4.2 million jury award, that I'm going to go into my own preservation of law information to present the which I'm going to do in my writings rather than present it as a law brief, which I've talked about since I've been on air, the 900 human studies that were done before 1998 and still continued on humans. We're talking about humans. We're not, you know, where the EPA knew in their studies that there was leukemia and cancer-provoking liver cancers from chlorine, and particularly from chlorine and colorectal cancer. Bladder cancer in males was predominant. In other words, they're gender-related, you see. And osteoporosis of females, but there were, you know, the other 16 cancers for females and the other 12 cancers for males that were gender-oriented based upon the chemistry. And I'm going to present those results. The 900 peer review, I peer review because I'm licensed to do that. I've helped invent many clinical medical tests anything, and I'm an expert witness in water cases, and that's why I was invited to be a part of this. The law firm has pledged in their thing, the Rainmaker Law Firm, which I won't mention their names, I won't give them the credit to even be able to know where they eat lunch in New York, which I know. But the thing is, where we are, because that's where they meet, you know, right out in the open. And the, you know, it's what I've decided is that my grand jury of science and technology idea it has been picked up by a lot of people within the law profession and the government itself. And I've decided that I'm going to take these depositions that have been, that I have, where people make that kind of statement, my guts are full of tumors. That's the way they word it. On this one patient and what I looked at in some of the medical, in the medical clinical work, he had six types of cancers. He was dying. And when I first approached out some time ago on the Obama administration and saw, I shouldn't say this on here, but screw it. The thing is, saw Obama laugh when I said, you know, this should be on the end of life directive. And he just laughed. And he had that laugh, you know. I call it the cocaine snort laugh. I don't know if he took cocaine, but that's another subject, and I don't care if he did or not. Well, I do care because it affects his decisions. But the thing, you know, it affected his decisions. But I've decided that I'm going to go full Monty. And there are over 50 chemicals that I haven't read to you yet today that are in the water, like ethylene diuretic on the urea, the formaldehyde, the germanium, the halon 101, the hexane, the hydroxin, the diamethan, the diurine, equiline, and the, guess what, erythromycin. You ask yourself, well, why would erythromycin is the antibiotic be in there? You see. Erythromycin and estradiol and estradiol and estrone are part of the hormone system for females to adjust the process by which you give birth in different trimesters through the water. In other words, the government has always has timed miscarriages. People, the public doesn't know that, but they know that now. No, the whole position of the end of life option act. I want to consider that the process of the lung collapse, the process can be in the end of life directive and how it's to be treated. I'm going full Monty on that. I've decided. There was a patient, Ellen Handelsman. She was in San Francisco. She was diagnosed in 2013 with a late stage breast cancer, and she made the statement, "I'm not afraid of dying. I've lived a good life, but I'm afraid of having that pain, and I don't understand why anyone should have to suffer like that." Unquote. Every person in the hospice, the veterans, the process where they put in the hospice, in the veterans hospital, in the term they put the American flag, handmade as a quilt. They put the American flag draped at the end of the bed. They have a plaque. They put in the term. There's not a veteran in that hospital in the terms of the fact of the that does not give a full salute of being a veteran and based upon the fact of the terms of it. But in the end-of-life directive, you cannot put in the end-of-life directive what I've been talking about for an hour and 45 minutes, including the commercials that have been on the show as a time frame, an hour and 45 minutes so far. You think about that. I'd like my audience to think about that. You know, I love my audience and I love America. I'm a veteran, a two-time POW short. And I had a, you know, and I don't talk about that, but I am now. You know, I had an Easter greeting for Horses for Heroes in New Mexico. And they had a statement in there a few weeks ago that it isn't the mind on the post-traumatic stress on the veterans that have the horses for the therapy, you know, because that's the therapy. It's a soul injury. And, you know, I haven't lost that for 4.5 weeks getting that message. And that is true. You see, we don't have in our law the determination of what happens to your soul. I want you to think about that for a minute. In terms of the development of the fact of when you have elderly people at the risk of coercion with a little support from other, you know, areas, there's no requirement of a witness in end of life for the self-administered death. Think about that. You see, the government's really interested in having elderly die off, and they don't say that they talk about all the, they get all the accolades in the terms of the passage of it. That's not what's going on here. No, the right to die law gives the terminally ill patient another choice. The potential power to decide when to end their lives, but under their terms. I'm going to try to help change that. I'm going to do it through the one. I'm going to use the same weapons that Dr. John Holden from Stanford used, that President Obama used, what they're using now. Healthcare law is not about health. It's about the determination of saying what you can determine, what you can see, what you can have as a government's rule. In other words, the development of spirituality in its own way, you see. I have a listener who wrote, he's also a big supporter of Parker Pathways and the station. His name begins with S in it, wrote a letter. I'm writing behalf of my mother to share that my father passed away yesterday at 8:46 a.m., I received this, by the way, on the 14th of this month. Last week, my father had a major stroke that left his memory intact but paralyzed on the left side. All of his mental focus this week was fully there. He came back enough to hold conversations, sharing that, like always in his passion for history, airplanes and a joke with us. He made a lot of them. Even taking my suggestion to tell him that aliens are coming, to which he added, quote, to take by highly advanced brain, unquote, which temporarily left the neurologist concerned he was regressing. We all had a good laugh about it, but unfortunately he suffered a second major stroke in the same area previously affected. It was acute and happened while he was asleep, so they believe it had also was painless. He was surrounded by his family as he said our final goodbyes, and I added a few jokes in the mix. Since I picked that up from him and his son, and as his son, I know he would have gotten a great crack out of it. We miss him dearly. To you, Knight Rider, I want to make a comment about this. You see, in the emotional system of the human, you know in the process of where your pain is and where your diagnosis is. Remember what I taught you, audience? I've taught you that for years. I always ask the cancer patient, what type of cancer do you have? And do you have cancer? I used to talk about it like that. This was before cancer tests were really prominent. And they would tell me. I was almost kicked out of medical school for doing that. And the thing is, I learned that that's true. And the fact that talking about to take my highly advanced brain, which is what Knight Rider's father did, That's a true statement, you see, from the emotional facets of the fact of the soul is talking. This is very serious. I had a chance to invent out and interview one of the people who has done great research in this development of emotional systems in terms of disease. And that's what was happening here. Well, that came from the soul, you see, that statement from this listener's father. And the fact of the thing, I don't know how many times I have heard and see patients say that. I'm giving you a great gift today to tell you this, because your emotion and your soul can control where your problem is, and you can find it better. Trust me. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with us.
Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I've deviated quite a bit on this hour for what I wanted to present today. But I want to just piggyback on the idea of the emotional and the process of terms of the way the brain works. For instance, that you were making an experiment, and you would find out that you're trying to tell about spiritual concentration. And you're a person who is dying as a result of fracking. I've talked to several of these people, but I want to present to you something. If you said to yourself, for instance, I can hear the voice in my head reading this sentence. Now, imagine you say that. You say that over and over for thousands of hours. And you want to look at it objectively as a possibility of your emotion and your thought. And the more that you would pull attention, you're going to pull that attention away from that thought, that perception, then you would start to notice yourself that these things are inside your consciousness, you see. So eventually, you're going to pull all the attention away from the layers of these thoughts and how your body senses work. And then there's nothing left to perceive, you see, except one thing, you. See, there's nothing left to consider because you see it all in front of you. The thing that remains is the feeling of existence, I am. The feeling of I am, and then you talk about the feel that you sit in that state. What that identity is beyond perception. It can't be perceived. It's still experience. You're still experiencing. It's the root of your entire existence. It's latent in every aspect of your existence. It's in the, like a fish might never notice the water it swims in. That's been shown scientifically. We might never notice the I am because it's covered with that layer, you see. So the fact is that if the time and space, according to Einstein, time and space are not known by which we think, but only in the conditions which we live. That was Einstein at the base of his patent. And I'm asking you to determine the fact that the thought process by which the emotional development in terms of where you are poisoned. That's why I'm going to put forth the list. A list will be in my book, and you find out which one is the thought generation of thought in the terms of the fact of where you hear that voice in your head. Is that the chemical that has taken my pancreas, ovary? In fact, I'm going to place by these chemicals in the book, the actual organ areas. And it won't be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It won't be the terms of the fact, the term, but I'm talking about your consciousness to be able to understand it. That's what the government does not want you to have in your legal documents. It doesn't want it in the grand jury of science and technology. It does not want you to have the end of die process proclamation as to how you can choose to die. Thank you for being with us today. We're going on to the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Call in number is 800-313-9443. And thank you for being with us. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you were having the time of your life.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.